from EBC Bushwick in Brooklyn. We come out here to fight for immigration and rights because our school is made, is diverse, and we're here because we want to speak out for those who can.
I believe that the United States is a melting pot and a content, and without the immigrants, this would not be the United States.
On Monday, April 10th, 2006, over 125,000 people, many of whom were undocumented migrants, converged on City Hall in New York City to protest Bill H.R. 4437. This piece of legislation, which has already been passed by the U.S. House of Representatives, has set off a wave of massive demonstrations across the country over the last month. Monday's protest was part of the growing immigrant rights movement, which has already seen over 500,000 people take to the streets in Chicago and over 1 million in Los Angeles. Seth Porcello and Aaron Lakoff of CKUT Radio were in New York to cover this demonstration. These are some of the sounds that were heard as immigrants and their supporters called for change. Bill H.R. 4437, also known as the Sensenbrenner Bill, has been labeled as the most repressive immigration law that has been proposed in the United States in the last 70 years. If this bill becomes law, it would make it a felony to be living in the United States without proper documentation. Currently, there is an estimated 12 million undocumented migrants living in the United States. H.R. 4437 would also criminalize nurses, nuns, social workers, or anyone else who would provide services to undocumented people, and at the same time extend the border wall across the entire U.S.-Mexican border. Over 4,000 migrants have died trying to cross this border in the last 10 years. Since the mobilization against this bill began, tens of thousands of high school students have walked out of class in protest. In New York City, students were out in full force.
Here we are on the Brooklyn Bridge, fighting for us.
I heard about this bill, 4437, and I think that it's wrong to criminalize any immigrants, being that my parents themselves were immigrants. And we should all be able to come to this, to America, and reach our dreams, because the only wrong thing that these people have done is follow the American dream.
The 10th demo in New York City was primarily organized by labor unions and came on the heels of another similar demonstration held just 1 week prior. Before converging on Broadway, many autonomous feeder marches held rallies in different parts of the city. Mexicans, Koreans, Haitians, Salvadorans, Hondurans, and others gathered in Cadman Plaza before marching across the Brooklyn Bridge.
En vías de proceso de legalización, es para, es en contra de la 44437 y para amnistía para todos los trabajadores. Residencia para amnistía para todos los trabajadores, ya sean que estén en vías de proceso de legalización o los que están indocumentados, amnistía para todos.
When I'm with Families United for Racial and Economic Equality, FERE. I'm out here supporting immigration rights. They should have the same rights as all citizens. They pay their taxes. How could you make a federal crime for someone coming here seeking equal opportunity? and they're not criminals.
And I mean, when we're talking about racial justice, what is a bill like this, H.R. 4437? What would that do for racial justice and racial equality in this country?
It would set it back 1,000 years.
While immigrants and their supporters from around the country participated in this National Day of Action, Congress was in recess taking 2 weeks off from their negotiations over what is being called a compromise bill. This bill attempts to walk a difficult line between pro-immigration business groups and anti-immigration conservatives, while offering a, quote, path to citizenship to most of the 12 million undocumented workers in the United States, it leaves many people wondering how they would pay the heavy fines and back taxes mandated by the bill, as well as negotiate a guest worker program that remains a far cry from the amnesty many immigrants are marching for.
Do you support the guest worker program?
Hell no. Hell no. If you're going to have people come here, have them be citizens. Have them benefit. Because they have, especially those from the Spanish-speaking country, and others too, but right now they're targeting them. They've enriched the agricultural industry, the restaurant, construction business. They've made those three industries filthy rich. So they're enriching you. They're putting money in your bottomless pockets, and all at the same time, you're talking about them like they're two steps lower than a child molester and turning Americans against them. That's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. It's inhumane.
On May 1st, International Workers Day, coalitions of immigrant justice groups are organizing for a nationwide general strike against the Sensenbrenner bill. This report was produced for the CKUT Community News Collective in Montreal by Aaron Lakoff and Seth Porcello.